Internationally renowned educator and Rhode Island Public Radio board member Joan Countryman had admired Nelson Mandela for decades before she met him in 2007. The occasion was the dedication of the Oprah Winfrey Leadership Academy for Girls, which Countryman headed its first year. She found herself right before Mandela on the speaking program.
He was, you know, very frail by then and was not able to stay for the party afterward, but I certainly felt that I was graced by his presence.
Once she got over the awe of being in his presence, she realized he was a very down-to-earth person.
He just came across as very warm. He smiled. He was very clearly pleased that the school was opening. The girls were assembled on the stage, and there are some wonderful pictures of the girls in their uniforms and Mr. Mandela sitting in a chair in front of them. He was a compelling figure, and in his presence you feel that.
Former Rhode Island Congressman Patrick Kennedy met Mandela on two occasions, first at the Kennedy Library in 1990, later at the U.S. Capitol in the late 90s. He was struck by the South African leader's humility.
He was a very gentle, unassuming man, very proud and yet very humble, had a presence about him, but wasn't overbearing, was very approachable, a very broad smile and a warm embrace. He really had a sense of himself as somebody that, you know, anybody could approach.
Kennedy says the Mandela approach to societal change has become a template the world over.
He is to be given great credit for helping provide a model that has served Northern Ireland, that still serves as a model for the Middle East, and will serve as a model for all time of what courageous leadership looks like in a time of a great upheaval and transition politically.
Mandela's efforts to break apartheid in South Africa earned him more than 250 honors, including the 1993 Nobel Peace Prize. But no title was more precious to him than the name bestowed on him by his countrymen, who called him Tata, or Father. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.